I'm coming, I'm coming. Give me a second, jeez. Because if I hadn't kept an eye on this popcorn, half the damn kernels would have been burnt by the time the microwave decided it was done. Those automatic settings are a pile of bull. The fact that I don't need food for sustenance is that much more of a reason to make sure it tastes good, smart mouth. The flavor's the only thing it's got going for it, so it better be good, or else why the hell am I bothering? Now scoot. I'm not telling you to scoot halfway across the couch, I'm asking you to move a foot to the left. The world-weary sigh is a bit much, don't you think? Yeah, you are awful put upon. Your mate's a heartless old curmudgeon who wants his armrest. Here, have some popcorn. It'll soothe you. Yeah, stop throwing popcorn. I'm not gonna have ants running around my house because of you. So what if my skin's too tough for him to sting me? It's the principle of the damn thing. As if the stinging is the problem with having ants in the house. Jesus. You are a menace, if ever I met one. Yeah. And for reference, I certainly have met plenty in my time. I'm pretty sure half your pack would qualify for one thing. I am not sore about Smash. I never claimed to be much good at it anyway. Y'all handed me my ass just as I expected, so there's nothing to get sore about. Besides, I got my hits in every now and then. Didn't make a complete fool of myself, and that's all that really mattered. Well, I appreciate the glowing words of support, darling. You were, decent yourself. Jerk. You know, you got a pretty sharp tongue for someone who's too scared to watch a horror movie on their own. Oh, I know, I know. You're not scared. So in that case, you gonna admit you just want an excuse to cuddle. Just sit here holding you. I could take or leave the movie. Well, horror movies aren't usually my thing, but there's a handful of them that I'm a fan of. And, that selection pretty much starts and ends with the ones I already put out on the coffee table for you to pick from. When it comes to the bizarre human inclination to scare yourself shitless for no reason, I'm more of a thrill ride kind of guy than the scary movie sort, but I can get behind a good fright every now and then, especially when it doesn't lean so heavy on the gore. I mean, that shit ain't even scary, it's just gross for the sake of it. I want tension, pacing. I want dread. I mean, I saw enough real life shit as a healer. Makes most of the movie effects just look silly anyway. Here. I know which one we should do. Hold the popcorn. And keep it in the bowl, would you? I'd like to keep my floor insect free for as long as possible. Let's give this one a shot. There we go. Alright. Yeah, one wasn't bad. I haven't watched the two sequels to it, though. Get around to them someday. Or not. Well, I'm a creature of habit. You give me a thing I've seen a million times, but that I know I like any day. Chance I get to have you sitting still for a bit. You're always keeping busy. And I get that. I respect it. I've got my own moments in that regard. But I am grateful for a little stillness. Spend that stillness with you. Well, how do you expect me to miss an opportunity to give you one of those soft kisses to the temple you like so much when you're already all cuddled in close like this? It's not my fault you fit under my arm just right for it. You know, I feel like we're working with some competing objectives here. Well, namely, we got a movie on the TV trying to scare us, while this position on the couch is meant for relaxing in each other's company. Come to think of it, there's actually about to be killing right now, I think. Yep. Yeah, there it goes. Okay. But, hey, at least that means now we're in the clear for a bit. Which means I can do this without it being quite so weird. Yeah, I will never understand people who think watching horror movies together is romantic. flies in the face of it all, if you ask me. I mean, I get the gist, you know, it gets y'all curled up next to one another, snuggled under a blanket, holding each other tight. But the dirty little secret with that is that you can do that with any kind of movie. With a lot fewer interruptions, no less. Come here. Snuggle in a little closer. What? You're the one who said you wanted to cuddle. Might as well get what you paid for, right? I'm not falling asleep. Couldn't be me. I'd never do such a thing. Especially not when I'm tucked up under a nice warm blanket, leaning into the corner of the couch. With my darling damn near laying on my chest. No. Thought never even passed my mind. The movie's gonna take some time to ramp up. Ever there was a time to sneak in a little shut eye during all this exposition. Well, see, now that's the other great thing about watching a movie you've seen a million times. Not only can you talk over it without a care in the world, you know the parts worth sleeping through. Your vampiric pillow awaits. Mm-hmm. supposed to fall asleep as incredibly unlikely a situation as that might be. If the stars aligned in just such a way, go on your own. I blame you. Yeah. It's your fault I'm sleepy. Someone like that before. A lot of things come easy with you. Wake me up when the killing starts, would you?